USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris' diplomatic trip to Guatemala and Mexico got off to a rough start on Sunday after her plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland about 25 minutes after it had taken off. Air Force Two landed safely. Spokesperson Simone Sanders says the plane returned because of a technical issue and said there was no major safety concerns. A federal judge has overturned California's three-decades-old ban on assault weapons, ruling that it violates the constitutional right to bear arms. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the order. Gun Owners of America spokesperson Antonia Okafor on Fox News says the judge made the right decision.
Yes, let us give the power back to the people and actually protect their rights to keep and bear arms. We're seeing a lot of representatives who do the opposite and putting these people in this position. So the federal judge is absolutely correct.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Westford Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin announced on Sunday he intends to oppose a sweeping voting rights bill backed by the Biden administration. The senator tells CBS News any voting bill must be bipartisan or it won't work.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us. We must come together on a voting rights bill in a bipartisan way.
Speaking on another network, Manchin said the bill, known as For the People Act, is the wrong piece of legislation to bring our country together and unite our country. End quote. Science strongly suggests that COVID-19 is man-made, two experts said Sunday. Writing an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal, Dr. Stephen Quay and Richard Muller pointed to two key pieces of evidence to support the claim. The two gentlemen noted that the double CGG sequence has never been found naturally among the entire group of coronaviruses, and that the coronavirus, with all its random possibilities, took a rare and unnatural combination. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The surge of illegal immigration on the U.S.-Mexico border is having a negative impact on ranchers in the area. New Mexico rancher Russell Johnson on Fox News says the Biden administration and their policies is the root cause of his problems.
So we're located about 50 miles south of Deming, New Mexico, right on the international border. Our ranch runs for about 8 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border. And ever since President Biden took office, we're seeing a dramatic increase in illegal foot traffic, and it's very negatively impacting our ranching operation.
Mr. Johnson says the masses coming across the border is forcing his cattle out of the area where they feed.
You get the common problems that everybody sees along the border with the trash being left behind, the backpacks, the clothing, all the stuff that's in the backpacks gets scattered across the rangeland, and that's horrible for cattle they encounter, especially if they attempt to consume it. But what we're seeing right now is because we're in a D4 drought classification, our cattle are struggling to get enough feed to maintain their body condition. So we're having to feed them, but we still have pretty good usable feed in areas along the border. And because we're having such an increase in foot traffic, it's keeping our cattle driven out of these areas. And we've had to try to push them back into these areas, and they keep getting pushed out by the amount of traffic that's coming through, particularly in the 3/4 mile gap that's been left funneling all this traffic into our area.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.